IVM.
Oh, hey, hello, welcome to Football Twaddle. My name is Saru, and as always, Yash Sawant is here. What's up, Yash?
Hey, man, all good. What's up?
I'm fine. Before we talk about any football, I saw a shocking statement from Diego Simeone. He said that Paul Pogba and Scott McTominay are one of the best midfielders in the world. And when they get going, United are unstoppable or some crap like that. Dude.
Well, he really needs to get out of Atleti, as we said. He's losing the plot. He called the team great and all. And yeah, I mean, this is not even good mind games.
Why? This is great mind games.
Why? It doesn't, I mean, nobody's going to take this seriously.
Maybe Scotty. Oh. Scotty boy will take it seriously. But we are recording on a Wednesday night, right before the Atletico Madrid versus United match. I am an Atletico fan. Yash was a United fan before the Sheiks came to Newcastle. But Yash, let's talk a little about that game, which is going to happen in a few hours from now.
Yep.
I think it's the best chance United has to beat Atletico Madrid. And with the away goal thing going away, I think it hurts Atletico Madrid the most.
Yeah, because today the game's in Madrid. The second game would have been in Manchester. So they would have had a chance to nullify whatever United score here. But yeah, it's just the league form that Atleti have, which will give Manchester United the confidence of getting the better off in this tie, because United have won a couple of Premier League games. And it's especially Oblak is having a terrible season, right? I mean,
finally Oblak's like thrown in the towel. The defense as a whole is, they're just playing badly, man, Atleti. And I think it's time for Simeone to go. I mean, for how long? But the problem with that, with Atletico Madrid and Simeone, is like he has to decide if it's time for him.
He's the highest paid manager in the world, right?
No, that must be Pep for sure.
Okay, fair enough.
I think it's Pep, Eddie Howe, and then others. But yeah, he rules that place. So it's really up to him. Scott, speaking a little about Scott McTominay, I forget whom United were playing over the weekend, but McTominay broke someone's head and he did not even get a yellow card.
Yeah, I mean, these kind of things happen in the Premier League. I don't think it was an intentional thing.
How did he not even get a yellow card for that?
God knows. But anyway, it was a feisty game. So there were tackles flying around from everywhere. So I don't think there's much to speak of here.
Oh, now I remember. Leeds United.
Yeah, so it was the Roses Derby.
Is that what it's called?
Yeah, the Red Rose of Lancashire and the White Rose of Yorkshire.
So we have a grand frauder and a normal frauder. And the regular frauder just beat the hell out of grand frauder. But first half, it seemed like, I didn't see the second half, but clearly Leeds came back into the game and did some great shakes in the second half.
Yeah, but they were playing their game. I mean, the usual grand frauder running around a bit. And the first goal United conceded was like a Schross that randomly flew in, and that fellow is never going to score a goal like that again. I think I forget who it was. And the second one, which was like seconds later, was Dan James.
Rodrigo Moreno.
Okay. I think the second goal was by Rafinha at the back post, which was, again, terrible defending by Luke Shaw and Maguire. But on the right-hand side, Dan James had something to prove to his old club. So, yeah, he used his pace and stuff. That's how they came back, but it seemed United were going to win that game anyway. So Leeds just don't have the quality.
Yeah, poor thing. They don't buy also anyone. They expect miracles from Grand Frauder. I mean, they're still like out of the relegation zone is a testament to him being a good manager. Everyone's saying that this is one of the games of the season. What a game.
Absolutely.
This, that, and all that bullcrap. And Spurs beat City. Spurs have made it a habit of beating Manchester City. But what the hell, man? For once, I'm supporting Manchester City and that bloody Pep. Like, oh God, like, why can't he ever just be nice to us?
God knows. But I mean, clearly, if you saw the game, Harry Kane was trying to show Man City what they missed out last summer, because he had an excellent game. He scored, I think he scored a couple of offside goals as well.
Yes.
Which were like, you know, which were very close. Like maybe a couple of years ago, they would have all stood, and he would have had a hat trick.
Harry Kane is a phenomenal player.
That reverse pass for the first goal for Son, it was just world class. I mean, his finishing is one thing, but his contribution to the game is excellent. And these days, especially when we don't have too many great strikers in the game, it's a joy to watch him.
Yeah, it is. I just hope he stays at Tottenham. You know, it's just a bitter thing. Like, it's not
well,
like
his contract is still 25.
It doesn't matter. I just hope he signs an extension. And says, you know what? Forget
that
all this.
It is not going to happen.
Come on! What is this chasing trophies and
he'll,
all?
He'll come to Newcastle, but not stay there.
Newcastle, I can understand the passionate fan base and all that, but he shouldn't just go to like Man City or someone.
I mean if Pep stays there, who knows whether he wants to play with a striker or not. And I don't think PSG
Gabriel Jesus. I find City's game so boring. I don't know why. Like, I just never felt like watching them ever for the last 5 years.
But it's you know, progressively becoming so dependent on crossing that I don't know. I mean, Pep was built up as this sleek, tiki-taka kind of a guy, but I
really? It's dependent on crossing now.
Yeah, like, a lot. I see a lot of crossing. I mean, one could appreciate, the flexibility to change one's philosophy and all. But it certainly does not add to the spectacle. It's just, someone must have shown him some graph about how crosses percentage-wise add to chances. So, you must be telling them every second time you get, and you cannot beat the man. Try a cross also in there.
Pep is playing the XG game. So everyone is saying, I don't know how true is this. I want you to weigh in on this. But now that Spurs have beaten City and Liverpool have put in a run together, they're only 6 points behind City, Liverpool, and with a game in hand.
Yeah, which is going to be tonight. Against Leeds, so that is going to be a heavy win.
A win for Liverpool, right?
Yeah, 100%.
So, dude, we have a title race back on.
No, we have a title race. We have a title race. I mean, that's one good thing that happened because of this result. I mean, apart from the fact that I also wanted City to drop points, because if they amass another big total, again, we're going to have irritating experts saying, oh, look, he scored 97 points and blah, and blah.
No, but I think, I thought you wanted City to win.
No, I want City to win, but I don't want them to like set another record or whatever.
They are at 63 points in 26 games. So if they win all their other 12 games, that is how many points? 12-3 is 36. That makes it 99 points. It's done. Yes, it's done.
No, I forget the record. I want them to be below like 95 also. So Chelsea remains like fourth highest.
All right. So what is the success of Liverpool in African Cup of Nations? They didn't miss their player. They didn't miss anyone. They seem to be fit. Now they're putting together a run. And we don't ever talk about them because of our mutual hatred for the club. So, like, dude, Klopp has built some machine over there.
Yeah, that's true. I mean, I've repeatedly said Klopp is like, is the reason why Liverpool are where they are. He's like easily the best manager in the world. And I still don't think they're going to win the title this season, but one of the two cups, and regrettably, maybe even the Champions League is well within their grasp this season. And Mo Salah, who's I feel is the best player right now in the world, he's aging and time is running out. He also missed out on the African Cup of Nations. So I think he'll have something to prove as well. So, yeah, I mean, this is a recipe for them to end the season well. I just think the fact that Pep basically has two teams that he can put out. That's going to take him over the line in the league.
But I don't know. I mean, I would rather Klopp win it than Pep. At least there'll be some interesting football to watch rather than the boring City crap. I don't even know what they're doing. I stopped watching them also. It's just that boring.
Yeah. I mean, I don't know. It's quite similar to early days Mourinho, where, you know, you just get over the line against all the small teams and you amass enough points. It's okay if talk.
Early days Mourinho, they never gave chances also.
Yeah, it's slightly modified. Whatever. Early days Mourinho, it was 1-0. Now this guy wins 3-1. It does basically, he's nullifying results like these, like when Tottenham beat them and all. Like these become irrelevant if you win enough points.
Yeah. Yeah. So okay, fine. He's a genius. Yeah. Are you happy now?
He's an accountant.
The accountant. Okay. What else happened over the weekend? It seems Arsenal are winning again.
Yeah, Arsenal are quietly winning.
Now I've actually read that the club is finally being molded into Arteta's vision and things are coming together. Oh, all that.
I mean, one victory over Brentford and all this nonsense.
No, come on. Let me look at the table. You can't say one victory.
No, they're chasing fourth. It's fine. They're always chasing fourth because the other teams are messing up royally. Spurs under Conte had such a decent run of play, but they lost three games in a row. United have been drawing continuously. And yeah.
All right. Okay.
I need to watch more Arsenal games. Last month, I watched a lot of Arsenal games. This month, I've missed out.
Why is that, Yash? Is it because last month, there were no United games at all?
No, there were a few. But I don't know. Somehow, Arsenal seem more happening right now. I don't know. They didn't have a match the previous game week. And before that, I don't think they had an interesting opponent. They had Wolves, man. They're so good.
Okay. Oh, do you know a guy called John Barnes?
Yeah. I mean, he's a Liverpool legend, isn't he?
So
the guy who once said that black people need to suck it up. They don't know what I went through in the 80s.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh yeah, I've heard him. Yeah, he seems like a good guy. So yeah, anyway, so Mane scored his 108th goal for Liverpool. And So he matched John Barnes total with 160 fewer games played. And Salah, even for Liverpool, Salah scored his 150th goal.
That's okay. I mean, Barnes was a winger. So, I mean, it's not like they matched up who's their record goal scorer or whoever.
All right. So, West Ham and Newcastle play one win, one all draw. And I think, okay, chalo, one good point and all of that. All of a sudden, I'm seeing Burnley is now having a bloody revival. They beat Brighton 3-0 with an old guy called Aaron Lennon, like ruling the roost. And then... I see Watford also won over the last 10 days. Suddenly, what happened to all this?
Oh, God. Yeah, man. All these relegation threatened teams are picking up points. This is weird. I hope Watford drop points in this midweek. And, man, that Burnley striker suddenly turns out to be better than Wood, man. What is this fraud?
Weghurst.
Weghurst or whatever.
Weghurst is a good player. He was having a good season in Bundesliga. But Newcastle decided to buy Wood because they didn't know, like, if Weghurst comes...
They didn't know Germany exists.
No, you... They didn't know if Weghurst comes... Like, they needed a place... Guy who actually played in the Premier League. You can't take such...
I mean, you can't fault their logic because almost everyone who came out of the Bundesliga has flopped so far, right?
Except Kai Havertz, who I saw play phenomenally well yesterday. He missed goals like Raheem Sterling. He scored goals like Eden Hazard. He was, like, amazing.
Okay.
Yeah.
This was in the Champions League.
Yes, this was Champions League when Chelsea had a very tough game against Lille. Yeah, but Weghurst, he's playing well. So, yeah. I mean, the only thing is you can say is like, you know, Sean Dyche went taller. Like, Chris Wood is like 6'4". So, once he sold Chris Wood, he said, let me get Weghurst at 6'7". Right? So, and for a very tall guy.
Dyche is a genius, man. He's the true bald genius.
I know. I hope I think they're going to get relegated this season.
Yeah, they will. But they'll retain him. He'll bring them back. He's done it like twice before. So.
Jeez, this is like me working in my coconut business. There's no respite. You have to just stick there. All right. What else games did you watch? Since I know you were like chilling out and holidaying and all that jazz.
No, what? No, these are the only games that I watch. I don't watch games on holidays.
Wow. Why? Why, Yash?
No, I have stuff to do. Places to be.
All right. The last thing before we go for a break. Our man, Super Frank, he's not yet turned down the new manager bounce. Southampton beat them.
I'm not surprised because Southampton are a decent team. And I mean, if you honestly ask me, he would rather have the new manager bounce towards the end of the season to keep him safe rather than now.
Yeah, one thing in that is that looking at the fixture list, if you actually have a look at Newcastle's fixture list, they need to get out of relegation by game week 34 or 35 because their last three games are not very good.
Okay.
So it is not all hunky-dory. Let me just bring up their fixtures, because I was going through this since this is the club I support now.
Right.
But let me find out all this. So there, oh, you know what the last game of the season for Newcastle?
Oh.
Burnley.
Oh, man. That's a cup final.
Yeah.
Could be like a cup final.
The three games before that for Newcastle are against Arsenal, against Man City and against Liverpool.
Jeez. But so, it's okay. I mean, if that inspires us to win more games, then points in hand are always worth more than games
wow.
in hand.
Oh, okay. Leave it. Anyway, we should take a break right now. After the break, yes, your player of the week. And then what game are you going to watch on the weekend? So stay tuned to Football Total. Welcome back to Football Total. Let's get into it. Yash, who has been your player of the week?
My player of the week has been a Brazilian genius or other workhorse called Fred. Because he came in at 2-2, turned the tire on, scored a goal and sparked a war on Twitter.
A mini revival.
No, a war on Twitter.
Why? What is the war on Twitter? I didn't know. I missed this.
No, simply whether... a guy with heart is better than a guy with skill. That old debate he sparked, because...
Who is sparking this debate?
No, because before the game, he had made a comment about how he's the hardworking player. He's the worker who enables the artist to paint the canvas.
He's the epitome of hard work.
Yeah, some philosophical quote like that he gave. I mean, he came at a time when United were 2-2 on and scored. I mean, it's okay. So
did any famous person comment on that?
I mean, your usual BT crowd.
Oh, that's all. Not Gary Neville, no.
God.
Okay, so he Fred.
Must have, but I don't care.
Achha, yours is Fred. Mine is Woot Weghorst.
Right.
And he's playing really well. And he was instrumental in Burnley beating Brighton, which is annoying as a Newcastle fan. Mm-hmm. But you can't deny that Weghorst has had an impact on Burnley. So, kudos to him. I hope his form falls down. But as of now, that's it. Yes, okay. Mm-hmm. What other games you are watching on the weekend?
On the weekend, I'm going to watch Manchester United versus Watford, because that game would be crucial for Newcastle United. I want Manchester United to win this game to keep Watford down in the relegation zone.
Oh God, what is this convoluted incestuous relationship? Okay, so you have no other agenda.
Yeah, what else could there be?
That maybe it's an easy win for United. You just want to chill and watch a game in which United whacks a team.
No, but I mean, United don't whack teams. I mean, they win 2-1 or whatever. So I'll take that.
So now maybe your opposite. I thought that was your answer, but clearly you have other things. Okay, what am I going to watch? What's your prediction for that score for that match?
2-1 to Manchester United.
Achha. 2-1 to Manchester United.
Yep.
2-1. That's a close.
Yeah, it is. But given the projection about how United play in their previous games, I guess this is going to be the result.
Oh, talking about United, I just remembered one thing. Someone, I don't remember who actually, yes, I think Tim Sherwood made a comment saying that, you know, Varane has had a really bad season and United should basically have Harry Maguire and Lindelof defend rather than Varane and Maguire, because Varane's not having a good season and that's affecting Harry's performances. And a lot of United fans basically, like, you know, fell like through bricks at Tim Sherwood. So, would you care to comment on that?
I mean, Varane has to play before we judge that. He's been injured so often that I don't know what is Sherwood watching. Because sure, I mean, he's made a couple of mistakes on the pitch, but who hasn't?
Oh. So Sherwood's been watching a player who's not even playing.
Yeah, maybe he's watching all the training games and maybe all these Elanga type kids are roasting around there.
I love Tim Sherwood, man. He's amazing. Achha, yeah. I am going to be watching a certain Liverpool versus Chelsea.
Right.
Which is the Carabao Cup final. Mm. So Chelsea is a club I used to support. but a friend of ours has made me put money on Liverpool.
Gosh.
So
this is the infamous Gurda Jigra.
Yes. So I don't know. I mean, do I want Liverpool to win now because I put money on them, or is it because I have some old liking for that Chelsea? And given that my ex-owner, Roman Abramovich, is being targeted unfairly by the British government.
Oh, God. Can we go back to the days when we made comments on the podcast and the results were just footballers being horrible to men rather than like global international conflagrations?
Okay, before I continue with my sob story on how tough it is, a heart versus mind thing, I heard a video of people trying to talk about Mason Greenwood, where Leeds fans were saying one thing and the United fans had a very funny retort. Now, is that what Mason Greenwood's been done, become a meme?
Dude, he'll be lucky to be a meme, dude, because he can leverage that somehow in the future. Right now, nobody's commenting on it at all.
No, I think it's done. That case will slowly be resolved, but I think his money printing days are over. He may still make money. Anyway, so I think Chelsea is going to win 2-1 in Carabao Cup final. Okay. And that'll spark a Tuchel revolution till the end of season.
Nice.
And probably Chelsea will win a treble. FA Cup and Champions League and Carabao Cup.
That's ambitious.
Yeah. So that's my prediction. Alrighty, Yash. All right. You seem tired.
Okay.
Take care, man. Bye-bye.
Take care. Bye.